right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Monday, November 15th. And we have a lot to talk about. I mean, Elon Musk's Twitter war with Bernie Sanders, the infrastructure bill, Biden meets China's president, and a lot of stuff that traders are focused on this week. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidcutter. I'm a professional trader, and every morning I sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know to as you head into your trading day. And joining me, as always, is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus. Good morning.
Now, Mark has 24 years of trading experience, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money way beyond what your typical financial advisor would do. So here we are, Monday morning. And I mean, last week, the markets ended with a bang, right, Mark?
Strong finish. Yeah, absolutely. And this was welcomed after a couple of days where stocks had slid.
Yeah, I mean, so on Friday, the S&P up 0.7%, the NASDAQ up 1% on Friday, the Dow 0.5%, but still, it was a losing week, right?
It was. The major averages finished lower because of, well, you could say that the story was escalating inflation fears.
Yeah.
So the October Consumer Price Index, which was released last Wednesday, showed inflation running hotter than expected and any time in the last 30 years at 6.2%.
Yeah, but if you look at the chart, I mean, this is here just, it's a blip. I mean, really not inflation fears, just inflation, huh? And then continue right here, right? I mean, it's really... what can keep this market down here? It's unbelievable what's happening. Now, there are a few things this week that could actually drive the market lower. But before we get to this, we got to talk about Tesla. We got to talk about Tesla. Did you see what's happening? Tesla right now down 2.2% in pre-market trading after, I mean, last week was an eventful week for Tesla, right?
It was. Tesla finished lower by 15%, snapping an 11-week win streak. And a lot of that had to do with Tesla CEO Elon Musk selling 6.4 million shares. And there's a lot of fun and uncertainty and gamesmanship? I don't know. Elon Musk is having fun with everybody. And over the weekend, it sounds like he was having fun with good old Bernie Sanders.
So Bernie Sanders tweeted yesterday. No, actually, this was on Saturday. We must demand, let me just highlight this here. I'm highlighting this, right? Must demand that the extremely wealthy pay their fair share, period. I mean, it's pretty much in line what he always said, but this is when Elon Musk felt attacked. And he thought, okay, he's targeting me. And so he responded yesterday, I keep forgetting that you're still alive. And followed by another tweet, and this is why Tesla shares are down this morning, because he said, want me to sell more stock, Bernie? Just say the word. And we know that he probably would if Senator Sanders would say right now, yeah, go ahead. I mean, obviously, I don't think that Bernie Sanders will continue engaging in this Twitter war. But geez, Elon Musk, I mean, not only a CEO, a visionary, but also definitely an entertainer right now, right?
He is. And I don't know if you saw it, but Michael Burry, you know, the famous Big Short investor, He chimed in and he said, let's face it, Elon Musk borrowed against 88.3 million shares, sold all his mansions, moved to Texas, and is asking Bernie Sanders whether he should sell more stock. He doesn't need cash. He just wants to sell Tesla.
I mean, and it kind of does make sense. I mean, when he sold Tesla last week, it was trading at all-time highs after a phenomenal run-up. We probably have to switch over to a weekly chart so that we see how dramatic this run-up was. So here we see these are normal market conditions where Tesla is just moving higher. Let's use green again. And then it was accelerating. And we already know this. Whenever we see these parabolic moves, we saw it earlier that then there's a retracement. So, I mean, he couldn't have timed it better. Selling at the eye, a trader's dream. And there we go. So we'll see. I mean, this is where right now traders are worrying. Okay, is he going to sell more stock? Because he sold, 6.9 billion worth of stocks. And just to put it in perspective, that's $6,900 million that he sold last week. that's quite a lot. So anyhow, Tesla right now, not driven by any fundamentals, just driven by tweets from Elon Musk. Kind of scary, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was time for a pullback, but the movements because of the tweets are always get me.
yeah. All right, let's talk about a few other stocks that are moving this morning. Boeing. Boeing is moving this morning up 3%. Did you see that?
I did see that. And so it sounds like there's two things. They're close to resuming the 787 Dreamliner production. I think that's what I heard. But then also there was news that Saudi Arabian Airlines is in talks with Airbus and Boeing for a wide body jet order.
There you go. I mean, this is obviously good for Boeing, up 3% this morning. Now, then we also had Oatly, OTLY. Oatly this morning getting hammered, down 16%.
That's a big little dip. They reported a loss of 7 cents per share for its quarter. It was smaller than the 10 cent loss that analysts expected, but revenue came in below forecast. So that seems to be pushing the stock lower. Oatly said it faced challenges related to various COVID restrictions, but that it continues to scale up production. So the celebrity Oprah Winfrey backed oat milk producer is having a rough quarter.
Yeah. Then on the other hand, Dollar Tree, a mover this morning. So Dollar Tree this morning up 7.5%.
This one's interesting. Yeah. So activist investor Mantle Ridge took a stake in the retailer, and the Wall Street Journal reported that the Mantle Ridge wants Dollar Tree to take action to boost its stock price and is focusing on pricing strategies at the retailer's chain. So the activists and investors, that could really kind of stir things up a little bit, and up 8% right now.
Yeah, also Deutsche Bank, after they heard about him getting involved, immediately upgraded the stock to buy from hold.
That's right.
That's helping here as well. All right, so let's talk about what's going to move the markets here this week. There's quite a few things going on, right? I mean, first of all, today President Biden will sign the $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
Yeah, and so the infrastructure bill getting passed, and I mean, this is a five-year spending package that is financed by unspent COVID relief aid, Medicare rebates, and unemployment insurance halted by some states, as well as petroleum reserve sales. Actually, Marcus, if you go to a chart, some people are asking about, well, where can I, you know, what can I do infrastructure-wise? Because you have Caterpillar and some other companies, right. But the ETF PAVE, P-A-V-E.
Yep.
And this is one where you can watch it. And I think that this picture right now tells the story, right? Because some people say, so how is this going to affect the markets? Well, I think a lot of this is already priced in, and it could take a couple of years for it to really be distributed and for the money to reach, you know, certain, you know, communities and part, you know, states and everything. But I think a lot of this is priced in.
Yeah. I mean, after all, this is a 5-year bill. I mean, the spending will be spread over the next 5 years, as you said. So it's not that it's going to get into the markets right now until the end of the year. So it's definitely spread out. Yeah. So then in other news, President Biden will also meet virtually with the Chinese president today. So the White House actually, they said, well, don't expect too much from it. And they already said, you know what? we are not expecting to get for things to get better. Right now, we're just talking about some guardrails so that things are not getting worse. So that's what is expected from these talks. So no real huge big outcome, but we'll see. We'll never know how these talks go.
And this is where it sounds like there's just kind of laying some groundwork maybe for the topics being humanitarian situations and also Taiwan, but investors, they want to know about.
Oh, I think I lost Mark here for a moment. Okay, so going back here, what else is going on? Well, so this week, retailers are reporting earnings. So we have, I lost you for a moment, Mark. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You were just gone.
No problem.
So I was just talking about what else is happening this week. So this week, retailers are reporting, right? So this week, definitely the focus on retail. So we have Walmart reporting, we have Target reporting, we have Home Depot reporting, we have Lowe's reporting. And Walmart will be an interesting one. Let's just jump on the chart here really quick. Because, I mean, Walmart, I mean, they are producing enough sales that they are almost their own economic index here, right?
They are. And this is where I think the real focus this week is going to be on retail, with between earnings coming out from retailers like Walmart and also the retail sales number.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk about this. Looking at the economic calendar for this week, I mean, not too much going on. So we have a bunch of orange flag reports. But yes, tomorrow we have core retail sales and retail sales. And we'll see, because last week inflation was in the spotlight, and this week definitely the retailers. So we want to see, are customers or our consumers still spending, or are the higher prices actually leading to a reduction in spending? And so this is definitely something that could move the markets this week.
Exactly. And I think that this is something that is often considered as a, you know, test for the overall economy, or a barometer for the overall economy. So people are paying attention to retail numbers more so, I think, than in the past.
Yeah. And then we have one more factor. We haven't talked about this in quite a while, because COVID cases were on the decline, but we are getting news out of Europe that in Europe, it is getting worse. And right now we also see that COVID cases haven't been dropping anymore. They are actually showing a small uptick. And as we are getting into the winter season, this is where fears of a fourth wave are surfacing, because we know that we had the first wave, then we had the second wave, then we had the third wave. And now the question is, will we have a fourth wave? And I mean, if we have a fourth wave, it just shows that we still don't have this COVID under control. And this could actually send the markets lower, don't you think?
Yes, it definitely could. I mean, we have a new normal with how we deal with COVID. And I think that everybody's used to that now, whether they want to, you know, put on masks or, you know, treat shopping in a different way. But it definitely could be a concern.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, this morning thus far, the markets are up after Friday's rally, tacking on to Friday's rally, trading super close to all-time highs. So the E-mini S&P futures market here up 0.3%, the NASDAQ up 0.4%, the Dow up almost 0.4%. So it looks for a strong start today. And again, the big news will be actually tomorrow with the retail price. So thus far, it seems the markets do what they have been doing over the past few months, moving higher.
Looks like it.
All right. Well, we'll get ready for trading right now. And if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, we'll put some links in the description here to the strategies that we personally use. And let's see what we can make happen. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.